Estevan, CNIB Foundation reps were on hand in Estevan on April 10, visiting with local patrons and their family members to help ensure that everyone is living their lives to their fullest potential. CNIB is a nonprofit organization driven to change what it is to be blind or have vision loss today, its website says. It delivers innovative programs and powerful advocacy that empower people impacted by blindness to live their dreams and tear down barriers to inclusion. Amanda Tittman, CNIB Team Lead, Programs and Operations Lead, Advocacy, and Ashini Patel, CNIB Program Coordinator, Peer Support and Recreation, visited with about 20 Estevan people on Wednesday. They talked about reconciliation, peer support, the CNIB Smart Life Center, ran by CNIB sister organization Vision Loss Rehabilitation, the Vision Mate Program, and also played some tactile board games and enjoyed lunch together. We come down with all the necessary services in one day and we talk about those services in sessions. In the morning, we talked about reconciliation, then peer support and then lunch. Then we talked about the Vision Mate program, which is for people who will ask for a Vision Mate, a volunteer. It's a one-on-one, and the volunteer can assist in things like organizing, sorting in your house and other things, Patel said, adding that their programs are focused on helping people live as independently as possible. Patel highlighted CNIB's efforts to broaden its programming, particularly in rural areas, recognizing the diverse needs within the visually impaired community. By offering diverse activities such as art or fitness programs, CNIB seeks to address the social withdrawal often experienced by those adjusting to vision loss. She noted that as part of their efforts, they are planning on bringing a tandem bike to Estevan in the summer for people to enjoy a new activity. They will be seeking volunteers to help with the event. To learn more and join the volunteer list, people can email Patel at ashini.patel@cnib.ca. CNIB mobile hubs try making it to Estevan and other communities they serve on a semi-annual basis. In between those visits, people who are blind or living with vision loss are encouraged to join the CNIB peer support group taking place at the Nicholson Center at Estevan Leisure Center every month. The establishment of a regular peer support group in Estevan, led by local volunteer Lyle Duckhart, serves as a valuable resource for individuals coping with vision loss, providing a consistent platform for sharing experiences and accessing resources. Through these initiatives, CNIB continues to bridge the gap between individuals and the support they require, fostering a sense of community and empowerment. Tittman underscored the importance of community support and outreach to rural areas, ensuring no one feels alone in their journey. The rotating topics and resources brought to information sessions allow CNIB to tailor their support to the specific needs of each area. The CNIB developed the 2023-26 Strategic Plan, The Way Forward, which is focused on three commitment areas, which were addressed during the Estevan meeting. Attitude is everything. Increase understanding of blindness and dispel misconceptions about people who are blind, partially sighted, or deafblind. Safe and accessible journeys. Remove barriers and create safe, accessible door-to-door journeys for all. Our kids will thrive. Give parents and children the support they need to excel in and out of the classroom. Patel noted that the best way to connect with CNIB programs and services is for people experiencing vision loss to get a referral from their eye doctor. If people would like to volunteer and help others in their community, they should start by filling in a volunteer form on the CNIB website. For more information about CNIB programs, visit their website at cnib.ca, and to learn more about their sister organization Vision Loss Rehabilitation, visit visionlossrehab.ca.